And now to today's headlines. Russia's military continues its advance in eastern Ukraine this weekend in a move that may soon force Ukrainian troops to cede strategically important territory. Correspondent Ali Rogan has our report.
In Ukraine's eastern Donbas region, Russian forces are taking control, one town at a time. Ukrainian forces fight back at close range.
We can see the enemy from here.
It's part of Russia's new campaign, focusing on the two easternmost regions. On Saturday, they said they took the city of Lyman in Donetsk. And fierce fighting continues in Severodonetsk, the last Ukrainian-held city in Luhansk. In a nearby village, Ukrainian soldiers urged elderly residents to leave before the Russians arrive.
I don't want anyone to go through this. It's terrifying. Oh my God, it's just terrifying.
But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said those cities will not remain in Russian hands.
If the occupiers think that Lyman and Severodonetsk will be theirs, they are wrong. The Donbas will be Ukrainian because it's us. It's our essence.
Meanwhile, the ports in besieged Mariupol are reopening under the Russian naval flag. The Russian military said it demined the waters around the city. But as the Russians regroup in the east, families reunite in the northern city of Kharkiv, recaptured by Ukraine.
I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy.
A precious moment of joy in a country that remains in so much pain. For PBS News Weekend, I'm Ali Rogan.